This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Let's like fucking bang this out.
You wanna okay. Do don't put that space between.
That's a curious use of space.
Yeah, let's go ahead and bang this out.
It's time for Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome to Punch Up the Jam.
Welcome to Punch Up the Jam. I'm Miel.
I'm Demi.
And we are Miel and Demi. We got to come to an agreement on how to do this podcast.
We really got to get here early and like work out some zip zap zops or something, you know?
Yeah. Let's write anything for this show.
Who's here?
Oh, well, let's go ahead and get to that.
You know her on YouTube, from movies, from books, from TV, literally everything.
Grace Helbig!
Oh my God. This is so much fun already. I feel like I need to like pace myself because this is so fun. And
we have 20 more songs to play.
Oh, this is so great. My like music aesthetic is like jock jams.
Oh,
in general. Yeah. And so this is like very filling a need and a void that I've had in my life for a bit because no one else appreciates
a good
jock jam.
We're glad to do that.
I don't actually even know what jock jam means.
It's like these mashup musics that they made like in the 90s that are like pump up the jam.
Like anything you'd hear at a basketball game.
Yeah.
Okay, so like warm up music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. It's like a hockey game. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's actually perfect for the song we're talking about today.
Yes, in a way.
How many people warmed up to their basketball game with Welcome to the Jungle?
I was listening to the song on repeat on the way over here, and I just forgot how insane it is
as
a song.
Nuts!
What's happening in it?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out today.
I'll start playing it, but I think this is easily the best song we've ever covered. This is hands down my favorite. This song rules. This song is almost unpunchable. Unironic statement there.
Better than Freak on a Leash?
Easily. Better than Hall & Oates' entire catalog.
But listen to this long intro.
Should we just jump right into it?
We should take a breather. Like Grace said, it's an exciting one.
Because I'm about to like bounce off the walls with excitement just thinking about even the intro of this song. Like every part of it is great.
Yeah, it's also super long.
It's like 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's a full movie in one song.
Do you have anywhere to be today? Because this may take 10 hours.
No, I'm here to analyze this.
Great.
Yeah.
Let's break this down.
I do feel like Guns N' Roses, though, like, and this whole podcast is a little bit like Disney World, and you go and you're trying to spend 10 hours, and if you like spent too much energy in the first 2 hours, no way you're making it to hour 10.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So really consciously trying to conserve myself, not blow my load on the GNR. You can't?
You can't blow your load on the GNR.
Why not?
No, I'm saying
what do you know that I don't?
I'm saying can't as in like you don't do that.
Oh, don't do it.
Sorry, I should have said don't. My bad.
I'm trying. So, GNR.
Mm-hmm.
What does that stand for?
It's a pretty fun acronym.
Yeah.
For Guns and Roses.
Ah.
Wow. I mean, what a poetic like imagery.
Guns and Roses.
For the longest time, I was just like, oh, okay, it's like a sex and violence type thing. I didn't realize there was a man in the band named like Tommy Guns or something.
Was there? I didn't get that.
There
it's
is.
Axl Rose, right?
Well, Rose, but and then
I didn't know that
there
was a Guns last name.
Nope. Yeah,
I know Slash and Axl. Don't know anybody else.
I know Duff McKagan and I think Steven Adler.
Why do you know all these names?
I know,
big GNR head over here. No,
it's impressive knowledge.
No, I literally was looking up. I was like, what songs of theirs do I know? And all of them are from this album anyway.
Oh yeah, yeah. So. It's that whole era of like hair metal bands that it's like all these songs. You're like, oh right, yeah. I just mix up like Metallica and everyone, but they're all the same.
Yeah, well, they kind of are in a way. This one was from 1987, if you're trying to place the date for that.
What a good year.
And the cover of this album, Appetite for Destruction, literally has a robot apparently raping a woman on it.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Wait, no, I've seen this album. No, Axl would never do that. What's
Look at the bottom of the album cover.
I'm gonna...
It's really violent, man.
Wait, it's like in a tiny, like...
There's no tiny robot dick, if that's what you're asking.
No, I was not... I mean, it wasn't what I was asking, but I'm glad to know.
Wait, it's in the corner of the album?
Yeah, it's like a very oddly shaped image, and the bottom part of it is, like, a robot man, and then a girl, like, cowering away with her panties, like, around her ankles, and her, like, tits out. It's like, yeah, it's not
okay,
great.
I'm looking at the album right now. I have no idea what you're talking about.
You might not be looking at the right one.
I guess not.
There's like, a good chance they changed it.
Appetite for Destruction?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The album I'm looking at is literally just like a Celtic cross and a bunch of skulls that all look like members of the band. So I like to imagine that they pretty much like made that first album and someone was like, hey, no.
And then they, this is plan B.
Yeah. Okay, I'm looking at the alternate. Oh my God.
Look at the bottom of that.
What the fuck?
Dude, show Grace.
Wait, I have
okay,
to
so
see
yeah,
it.
This is the is artwork originally planned for Appetite for Destruction, which actually fits in line with another story that I saw on Wikipedia while I was reading it.
It's out of control, right?
She's like passed out completely.
This
not
is
great.
Fucked.
Not great. So sex and violence, yeah, I think you might be onto something with that.
All right.
Axel.
He's a dirty little boy.
This is, I was ready to come in guns ablaze and just like, Guns and Roses is impeachable. They are the greatest people. And then right off the bat, you're like, ugh.
Well, you're not going to like the second thing I learned about them.
Oh, no.
Which is that, this song caused further tension between Axl and Slash.
Ooh, yes.
Back in 2001, because Slash wanted to let the producers of Black Hawk Down use the song in the movie.
Uh-huh.
But Axl refused unless he could re-record it with the new members of Guns N' Roses, so the old ones would lose out on the royalties.
Ooh,
whoa,
shit.
What petty beef.
I know, right?
That is extremely petty, and I'm here for it on one level, but I'm also just like... That's so much work.
Yeah, that's some like high school Mean Girls like
espionage. He's a Regina George, man.
Yeah.
Granted, this is from songfacts.com, which has led me astray before.
Now, I believe it. Songfacts wouldn't let me down like this.
They also said that after Axl formed a new version of the band in 2001, that he blocked the use of their songs in movies, which can't be true, right?
Well,
that seems
we
illegal.
We literally
to do
just
that.
Illegal.
They just released Jumanji: Welcome to the Jungle with Welcome to the Jungle.
They did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
I did. I see everything.
Well, that's one way
and
to
that's
live your
my
life.
Also my review for Jumanji.
But wait, why? So is there, do you have info on how the band broke up to begin with? Or did they just sort of like phase out and then he restarted it with new members?
That's a good question. I didn't look that up. I'm guessing it didn't just phase out.
I do believe.
It's a little fiery.
Like there was, like
the Guns part of the Roses.
I want to believe that like it was like some members dropped out. It's not like, I think there are still like founding members of the band in the band.
Right.
You know all their names.
That's right, I know. You know, Axel, you got Gunman, you got old Tommy Hats.
Jeffrey.
Sure, you got Two Barrels.
Gake.
All the hits.
Gake. Oh, Gake. I love Gake. He's the guy that plays the cowbell on this.
Yeah. It's really quiet. Mixed real low in the background.
It's funny that you mentioned the album art, because I want to believe that Slash is behind it, because I read a story about Paradise City where they were writing Paradise City randomly, and they had the Take Me Down Paradise City line. And then they had the, well, when the grass is green and the girls are pretty. And Slash was like, no, I got a better line. Where the girls are fat and they have big titties. And here's the thing, though. The Wikipedia said Slash really wanted to use that line. The entire band outvoted him and they kept the original one.
I mean, that would be a totally different song.
Yes.
Where the girls are fat and they got big titties.
Which...
That's crazy.
That's like a line that like a drunk uncle at a party comes up with.
Yeah.
They're like,
you guys hear how it changed it?
And just imagine they like the uncle fighting for it and they're like, no, we're good. Let's move on. Come on, let's take a vote. And they all are like, no.
I lost an improv competition as a kid for doing that against one of our teammates. Voting against what they wanted to do in the group. It's not very good for group morale, if you were wondering.
Or for improv.
Or for music, apparently.
For any group scenarios. As soon as you decide to set a vote as the tone, things aren't going well.
No, that's a pretty good indicator that you're going downhill fast. Anyway, everyone who votes that Demi sucks, let me know.
Oh, okay. People at home can't even see that you're raising your hand. And it hurts.
Or was I?
Yes, you were.
Can't fact check that.
It's true.
So the song, do you want to know what it's about yet?
What, Welcome to the Jungle's about?
Yeah, I mean.
Let's take guesses.
I was going to say, should we guess first?
Yeah, guess.
I mean, to me, it sounds like they're having sex. It's because at one point it does sound like. Do you know that song from Rocky Horror Picture Show? That's
which one?
Like by the dashboard light, and like they start having sex like in the middle of the song.
I don't know it.
Is it called by the dashboard light?
Yeah, it's Meatloaf sings it.
Oh, vaguely.
Anyway, there's a part in the middle where they like clearly just start like groaning and it sounds exactly like that song. So I'm assuming.
There's part of this song where he just goes, over and over. Yeah.
I know, that's so what I'm like, is... what's happening here?
Maybe it's a bird call because he's in the jungle and he's like, oh, I want to see a, maybe. I want to see a kid. What's the bird?
Like a toucan?
I'm going to get it. I want to see a quetzal.
A quetzal? What is that?
Yeah, it's Guatemala's bird.
Oh.
Classic. Long bird with Dr. Seussie feathers.
Oh, sure.
Fun. I just thought it'd be like a fun thing to drop in there.
Definitely a real bird.
Yeah, it's for sure real.
It's a very informative episode. I think it's about having sex in a jungle.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Miel has a theory of what she believes it to be about.
I think it's about pubic hair.
Okay.
And the jungle is your massive pubic hair.
I fully intend... to track that reading of the song as we go line by line through this.
I'm like, thinking back through it now that I'm like,
could be.
That's pretty spot on.
If someone was like, welcome to the jungle, I'd be like, whoa, that's a big bush, man.
If someone just said, welcome to the jungle, you're like, all right, you're definitely talking about pubic hair.
I don't know why. It just makes sense to me. It was the first thing that struck me.
I mean, there's a lot of lines in there that, with that as the narrative, are going to make way more sense.
Yeah. Like, basically, I'm writing a fanfic from the lyrics of Guns N' Roses.
Isn't that what all of this podcast is? We talk about a song and then write fanfiction about
basically.
It?
Basically.
Pretty much, yeah. So find me on WordPress.
So what is it actually about?
It's about Los Angeles. Where are you recording this right now?
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It exposes the dark side of the city many people encounter when they go to pursue fame.
Wow.
Which I kind of think, LA gets a bad rap. I don't think LA in itself is an issue. If other people that move here suck, then those people suck.
True.
LA doesn't suck.
Also, your perspective on a place isn't a reflection of the place itself. It's your perspective. You might flip your perspective and be like, I'm failing at every audition. I'm not getting notoriety. But hey, it's beautiful weather every day and I'm alive.
Right. And I'm alive. That's how I end every optimistic sentiment.
It is funny that Guns N' Roses, like, immediately upon starting their career was like, we got to write 2 songs about how LA is crazy. And those are like their biggest hits.
And they're from LA.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, the band is like based out of LA.
So this is like if the Red Hot Chili Peppers were just like, this town is crazy, and then like kept going.
It's called Californication. Maybe you've heard of it.
I haven't. Wait, is Californication about how California is bad?
It's about a lot of things.
Oh, okay.
Every line is like a different example of a thing.
I've truly never listened to the song.
How famous were Guns N' Roses when they wrote this song about LA being shitty?
Well, this was like their first album.
Yeah, this album busted them out. When it was released as a single in 87, it charted in England but flopped in America.
Ooh.
And then it finally became a hit here when they re-released it in 88 after Sweet Child of Mine hit number one.
Wait, so
I don't think they were that big yet.
So England was like, I like what they're talking about how part of America sucks. Yeah. And then the U.S. was like, wait, now hold on. We also think America sucks.
Yeah, like the tweet. Yeah, we can't talk about this. We can't support this. But England's like, yes, cave in on yourselves.
It immediately makes me think of that tweet from like years ago that everyone steals. That's like a sign, a picture that says, welcome to the garden. Please respect the rules.
Oh, yeah.
It's like definitely very English to me. So I'm like, yeah, it makes sense. Sure.
Yeah.
They got the English meme. They got the English song. Okay. So I don't think they were that big yet when this blew up.
Also, Sweet Child of Mine. Unimpeachable. Great song.
Okay, you keep saying unimpeachable.
Yeah, can't be taken down.
Are we changing the premise of the show?
No, because I don't want to say
impeach up the jam.
I don't. Yes, welcome to impeach the jam. I'm saying that because I don't want to say it's unpunchable. Because as soon as I say that, someone will be like, "Well, what about this one line where they talk about raping someone?" I'm like, "Okay, all right, I didn't remember that." Let's get right into it with the greatest way to start this song.
Yeah.
Just right off.
I feel like I'm in a race.
Right?
Yeah. It feels like a car's about to start.
Yeah, like vroom, vroom.
I wanted to stop it there specifically because I hadn't heard this part before where he just goes, oh my god, and then it kicks off.
Yeah, he's whispering something in the very beginning.
Yeah, here, let me play that again.
What the
I've never heard that in the song before.
Me
that's,
either.
That's like when you think you hear a ghost in like the background of something. You're like, am I really hearing that? Or is this like a ghost that was in the recording booth with them?
No, Axel's not even on this song. Yeah,
that
about.
Feels like a racist ghost. I don't know why. The tone of voice.
Oh my God. It seems like the moment in a movie where, like, they've hacked into, like, the government and they realize they're working with the enemy or something.
Or they, like, see, like, your computer saved porn.
Yes.
And they're like, oh my God.
Or, like, when you go, you get all the way home and then you realize you don't have your keys. It's like,
Is that what? God.
Is that the isolated vocal?
It is.
Oh my God, play that again.
Oh my God.
Why is there such a big pause between my and God?
God.
It's like he started too early and tried to compensate for it.
Yeah, it's also, it doesn't sound at all like it belongs.
No.
It's very, it sounds like someone like inserted themselves. Like the sound mixer was like, watch this, they'll never hear it.
Or like Slash started playing, he was like, that's, oh my God.
You mean, oh my
God.
Oh my God.
That's also not the tone of voice that is used in any of the rest of the song.
No, no. That's what I mean. It sounds like someone else inserted them.
Which is why I like it, I think.
It's like so soft. It feels like a voiceover for a lotion commercial.
Yeah, it's a weird little Easter egg in the very beginning of the song.
It's also just subtle enough that it can't derail the song.
No.
Like, you have to be doing what we're doing.
I like Grace's theory. I think an engineer was like, I want to be on the song.
But also, knowing that now, I want to see them perform it live and see if they do that vocal in the beginning of it.
I know what they do when they perform it live. This is the last little tidbit I have.
Ooh.
Ooh-hoo.
They often begin with the line, do you know where the fuck you are?
Yeah!
You're in the jungle, baby! Wake up! Time to die!
That's incredible! That is God, I want to go see a Guns N' Roses performance.
They were just
so
at the bowl.
Did you go?
No, my friend Mamrie went twice. And I was like, how are you still alive? This just seems like
That's crazy!
Yeah, it was nuts.
Oh my God.
I'm just going to keep hitting that whenever something happens here. I'm like, what?
That's a really good find, man. I never have noticed that.
Yeah, I don't. Now I want to listen to it because I'm sure I won't be able to unhear it.
No.
No, definitely not.
And then it goes on to just.
Is that a voice?
That's the thing.
Is someone screaming?
That's the thing. It starts off being a voice and then it turns into like a siren.
It's a tea kettle.
I can't tell if he's still screaming or if it's like a police siren. I love
and then
it
there's
so
a bunch.
Much.
Sounds like the audio from a snuff video.
Ciao.
Now it's just a different song.
Yeah.
Cheers.
I know they're like, gotcha. I'm playing this song now.
This jam's way harder than that intro, though.
Absolutely. This song has like 20 movements. Like, it just, it's like, all right, act one, act 17 now.
It's like they knew that Guitar Hero was going to be a thing in the future, and so they made a song specifically for that
it's
game system.
It's all I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
Literally, the second that riff started, I was like, can I do this on medium? Like, it is really dying to be played with some buttons.
Yeah, it's also gotta be one of the worst karaoke songs because you wait so much in the beginning for the song to start.
There definitely is that bro, though, that does it. That's it's like his go-to.
I'm doing
they're not necessarily a bro. Maybe they're a cool guy who just likes this song.
Is it you?
I don't know.
It's the guy that's like, I want a whole 5 minutes of attention.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, like you said, it's a long intro in the beginning and then a big break for like three different solos.
Yeah. Everyone's got to get their chops in.
Yeah.
In here, and I'm slashing. This is what I do.
Guns N' Roses is an equal opportunity band. They're like, everyone gets a thing, man.
Oh, there it is. Why is the vocal mix so low?
Welcome to the jungle. We got fun and games. We got everything you want. Honey, we know the names.
Yeah,
we
my
know
dick,
the
my balls.
What?
Because it's in his pubes.
Okay, so, right, okay. We should gotta check back in with this theory.
Okay.
Welcome to the jungle, the pubes.
Yep.
We got fun and games are the...
Dick and balls.
Okay.
Fun and games. Oh, yeah.
So, are you saying fun is the dick and balls?
Yeah, they're interchangeable.
Yeah.
Depending on how you're feeling. It's Tuesday, yeah, the dick is fun.
Honey, we know the names. It's just saying, like, we know the names.
I just told you their names. Fun and games.
Okay.
So far, theory completely checks out.
Wow, yeah, 100% so far.
If that's not the case, what is he actually talking about? Drugs?
Well, I think it's just like temptation of Los Angeles. We've got everything you want, but you know.
Yeah, that's the part that confuses me. We know the names.
Honey, we know the names.
That's what I thought was drugs. It's like they are going to rattle off a bunch of specific right. drugs.
We got meth, coke, and weed. Heroin and speed.
That's really good, man.
Yeah,
thank you. I'm pretty sure speed is one of the other ones also, so it's fine.
I don't really get what speed is.
No one does.
No one does.
Is it Adderall? Is that speed?
Or is it cocaine?
Is it cocaine?
No one really knows.
I think it's meth? Interchangeable.
Yeah, I don't know.
Can you tell that we're straight-laced kids?
I do want to know why the vocals mix so low.
Well, it's just, I mixed the entire song low.
No, compared to the other instruments, I mean.
Oh.
Like, the engineer that mixed this, the vocals, like, quieter than the guitar.
Yeah, the vocals sound like he's in the distance.
Yeah.
And the band's sounds playing like in front
shouting.
Of him.
I think
yeah.
that, like,
afar.
Even with Axel being, like, happy with his screaming thing, they're probably like, look, we know who's the star of this song. Put Slash all the way, like, into yeah. the red.
He got the hat.
Like, he just exactly. went into the sound booth and just, like, slowly started pushing up his own levels quietly behind everyone else.
He's like, oh, yeah? You didn't let me have big girls and fat titties? Check this out.
He's like, fine. Everyone, like, he's like, oh, you guys go ahead. I'm just going to close up in the studio. He just, like, slowly.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't mind it. I really like Axel's voice.
Yeah.
Me too.
That's so hard to do. Yeah. Like, my vocal cords feel like they're shredding themselves just listening to it, that I can't imagine performing this song over and over
well,
and
like,
over.
Little background on Grace, though. You lose your voice all the time.
All the time.
I do?
All the time. Yeah. I talk at the top of my register, and if I'm in any sort of, like, crowded situation, it's a miracle that I have my voice today, because yeah. I went out last night, and so I'm always, like, screaming, and then the next morning, yeah. my vocal cords are shredded.
Because mm. you want to speak at a higher frequency. I tell this all the time.
Well, I feel like my voice naturally isn't very loud. And so when I go into like public settings with people, I have to try to talk louder.
Yeah. Otherwise it competes with all the middle frequencies.
Yeah.
So you're like, hi, I'm Grace. And then you just lose it.
And then it's gone.
Yeah.
I do the opposite. When I'm in the crowd, I'm just like, hey, everybody, it's me.
That works too, though, because then you're under them all.
Yeah.
You're like an electric bass, but a human man named Demi.
Yes. Yeah. Very similar to an electric bass.
How I also describe you to everyone I know. Okay. Also, this is a great opportunity to mention Demi did the punch-up. I don't know what he did.
Correct.
Oh, so we both get to be surprised.
Oh, this is
some
so
would say
fun.
Pleasantly surprised, and then you might say otherwise.
We'll see, I guess.
Yep.
I can't wait.
That definitely sounds like drugs.
What did he say?
The beginning part?
We are the people that can find whatever you may need. Okay. If you got your money, honey, we got your disease.
Or yeah, is it like... sex? Because disease could
money,
be like an STD.
Ooh.
Oh.
Goes for your pubes theory.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Paid prostitution.
Hmm. It could be. Also, does he sound like a really angry woman in this part?
It's weird how he goes from such screamo to talking.
Yeah.
Like talk singing.
I feel like he's like, welcome to the jungle. And he's like, we're the people who get you things. And I'm like, am I watching Labyrinth?
Oh, yeah. He sounds like a little bit like a shrew. Yeah.
He does sound like the puppet, like the, we are the people that can fight whatever you may need.
Or even like a little bit like Monty Python playing a woman.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Oh, throw it to the orphanage. Like,
yeah.
It's crazy.
Maybe that's why they loved it overseas so much.
There you go.
Yes.
Because they like Monty Python so much. Like, I know this voice.
Yeah.
Oh, this must be one of them joke songs from across the pond.
John Cleese.
What the fuck?
Incredible.
I really sincerely hope that this is just him revealing that he has a stutter and it's not like a musical choice, because it's so bizarre to me.
It would be a powerful choice if he did it that way.
I would
also,
be like, that's so cool.
I don't think you can control where you stutter if you have a stutter.
It's just such a bizarre place for that like stuttering to happen in my mind.
Unless
in the song.
It's like the King's Speech, where because he's listening to the music, uh-huh. he's confident, and then he takes them off and it's knees.
Also, there's no sha in the word knees.
No.
It's like, yeah, it's like he forgot what word he was supposed to say. Yeah, then he just does a couple ad-lib screams.
He sounds like
there.
A bird.
I love it. I have the acapella for this part, too.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Okay,
why?
This really does sound like an angry woman trying to carry something up the stairs.
Yeah.
Like, trying to like make all the groceries in one trip when she really needs to do like three. That's what this feels like to me.
I don't want
to
go back to the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. There's a struggle in the voice.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't sound like he's having fun to
I
me.
I love it.
And then I want to watch you bleed. Well, why? It's a little mean.
Yeah.
It took a turn. He was really helpful in the beginning, being like, we got everything you want.
Yeah. Anything, you just let me know. And also, I'm going to make you bleed.
I'd be like, excuse me? This is the part of the transaction where I start to pull my money back and say, I'm good, I think.
Hey, if you got the money, I got what you want. But also, I want to watch you bleed.
Yeah.
What is like, it supposed to mean? Is it he supposed to be the city in this narrative?
I think he is, like, the
city.
Oh,
yeah. And that he's going to watch you, like, suffer.
Mm-hmm.
And at their hands. They're going to give you your poison, and then they're going to watch you bleed.
Kind of like how the mayor does.
Eric Garcetti?
Yeah.
Mm. He's got some troubling conflicts. In my
he hands out drugs and is like, all right, now bleed for it.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, you know, that does sound like some Da Vinci Code shit, but maybe. Yeah, maybe.
So in the pube narrative. I was going to say, in the puberty, there's a pube narrative.
He's about to use the penis.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to watch you bleed. He's just being really dramatic about how much sex he's going to have.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. People say crazy shit when they're having sex. It doesn't necessarily literal, you know?
True. So it's not just about pubes. It's about the entire act of sex and pubes.
I think this line is specifically maybe about sex.
Cool.
Because I don't see how pubes could make
but
you bleed.
But is it the pubes talking to the dick? Like, I'm going to watch you bleed. You want to have sex all you want?
Whatever. You fucking Charlie Rose over here? It's a great question.
Maybe it's the pubes on, like, a woman, and it's, like, about the period. And pubes are just like, hey, I'm a bystander here, but I do want to watch you bleed.
Yeah, maybe they got a period fetish.
There you go.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Lots of conspiracy theories.
All of them gross.
Yeah. No.
Debbie. Oh, yeah. I was like,
that's insane.
There's like a visceral reaction that happens when it doesn't stop. Yeah.
Yes. It's like waiting for the drop and you're just like, hey, what's going on?
Please resolve. Please resolve. Please resolve.
My whole body just stopped breathing. Yep. I was like, I can't figure air out until this
It
finishes.
Does seem a bit cruel for me to do that, doesn't it?
That's like gonna give me an anxiety attack.
Sorry.
That's not nice. No.
Oh, no!
Oh, stop it.
No.
My stomach is just clenched.
That's like Love on Top by Beyonce, but if she just went up forever. What?
Welcome to the jungle. We take it day by day. If you want it, you're gonna bleed, but it's the price you pay.
So basically just a lot of repetitive of what we've already gone over in the song.
Yeah, you're gonna bleed, which we already know.
Yeah.
And
now
it's the price
you're
you pay.
Gonna bleed again.
And you gotta pay for it. Which is two things I already knew based on previous clips.
And also, you already welcomed me to the jungle.
Yeah,
I feel welcomed. Well, thank you for the second welcome.
Make sure you feel welcome. I gotta stress, we want you to bleed here.
Yeah. Now I don't feel welcome.
And now I also don't think this is the jungle. You're doing a lot of telling me that I'm in the jungle right now, which makes me think maybe I'm not in the jungle.
Maybe not. Like, she doth protest too much. And also, no jungle imagery.
Not one.
Why not? We got toucans and monkeys, like anything.
We're gonna get some when he says animal real weird, but that's a few verses later.
Okay, so now he's telling us who we are in the story.
You're a very sexy girl who's very hard to please. You can taste the bright lights, but you won't get them for free.
Oh, is my name Leslie? Can I be a Rose? It sounds like role playing.
You can be, you're a very sexy girl, and I'm a powerful mage.
Ooh, what else?
But also he says that you're very hard to please. Like, don't assume my like taste levels.
You don't
things.
Know me. Actually, avocado toast. Green juice, yoga. I'm good.
But three much. Whole things? Yeah. Jesus, Mio.
I'm not hard to please. In fact, in LA, I could buy it anywhere.
That's true.
I'm actually in the right place for my
Wow, this place sounds great.
But also, again, wants to remind you it's going to cost money.
And going to make me bleed.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you ever heard of a vampire facial? Like, maybe blood's good.
Wait, I'm sorry, what? No, I haven't.
Maybe, like, stab your face a billion times, put blood all over it.
What?
That's not a real thing.
I've heard of snake venom facials.
Sure. There's all kinds
what?
Of weird shit.
Yeah, girls are weird.
You can taste the bright lights, but you won't get them for free.
Can you taste them? Have you ever licked a light? I don't think it tastes like anything.
It's not worth it.
It doesn't, no.
For the burn on the tongue.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I get that he's, like, incorporating the LA kind of cliches, but it could be tightened up a bit, I think.
Yeah. I'm with you, though, on the jungle imagery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, a little too literal with the lights.
Spitly philodendrons growing around the trees.
Just using, like, the genus names of everything.
That's a plant. Come on.
I don't know plants.
Well, then you haven't lived.
Welcome to the jungle. We got flora and fauna.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is happening?
What?
Welcome to the jungle. Feel my serpentine.
Oh, feel my. I thought he said you're my.
I thought he said you're my too.
I wish it was you're my, because that's much less obviously creepy.
Yeah. But also, I wish, again, that it's him, like, forgetting what the next word is. Because he just goes, my. Like, he's a deer frozen in headlights.
Also, like, not really in the rhythm of the song.
No.
It's just kind of like, my, like, he keeps coming, like, false starting when he's supposed to come.
And they just kept it in.
The chorus of this song is a free-for-all. It's just like, they didn't write anything. They're like, Axel, you do whatever you want. He's like, all right, I'm going to stutter the first time. And the next time, I'm talking about my dick. But I'm going to hesitate for a little.
Yeah.
As if he's like building up to something that ultimately isn't that exciting.
Yeah.
Well, you called your dick a snake. That's crazy.
Whoa, good job.
What if he just said dick?
Yeah. Feel my dick.
I mean, I would appreciate that if that's going to be that spot on. Because a serpentine is like,
I don't want a snake near there.
Yeah.
No, also, why wouldn't you just call it a snake?
Put that snake near my face, please.
Yes, I would like to get a free facial. Well, that works two ways. I didn't mean to.
I was going to say. a lot of sound bites going to be taken from this.
I do not want a facial. Why did he suddenly start singing like he's a middle school boy doing his one-man show in a black box theater in his local community? You know?
Which part?
Like, it sounds like he's marching around the stage being like, you're my serpentine. Like, it doesn't feel at all like rock and roll to me.
No.
Yeah, there's nothing that feels like heavy metal sexy about it. Mm-mm. It just seems kind of silly, kind of goofy.
Yeah.
That's what I find about a lot of like hair metal bands. I would never really got into that kind of music till I dated a guy that like loved all of it. So he'd play it all the time. And when you listen to the lyrics, you're like, this is silly. Like, these are just silly lyrics. None of this is like hard. It's like,
I mean, they're trying.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I do respect that he's trying to be like, oh, this is weird, huh? Kind of makes you feel weird, doesn't it?
I feel like the band thinks, because it's all a metaphor, they're like, this is brilliant. And it's like, well, we get that it's a metaphor. It's still very silly.
It does feel a little bit like a Spinal Tap parody of a hair metal song.
Yes.
Like, this totally doesn't feel legit to me at all.
Feels like a Steel Panther song, yeah.
Right. I also don't like they call this dick a serpentine. You should have called it a snake.
Yeah, that's like what the kid in your school that loves the Renaissance Fair would call his dick to sound like sexy.
Like, perchance, fair lady, would you like to take a look at my serpentine?
Even a little conversational. Like, it's like you call your vagina like the white raven. Like, yeah. It's just so weird.
It basically feels like he came up with the "Want to Watch You Scream" part and then was like, gotta rhyme with it. Fuck.
He's like freestyling while recording, and they just used it.
Yeah, like, that's as good as it's gonna get.
You know, serpentine. It's like a dick.
Yeah. Like, is it? Slash is like, I feel like you guys all vetoed my big titty line, but you loved this. Like, it really just feels like the odds are stacked against me here. Yeah. Is it the hat? What's going on?
I don't know what you guys like or want. I'm giving you a little bit of everything.
Oh, but I do appreciate that a serpentine, you know, probably is in the jungle. So he is tying in the jungle
theme.
There you
go.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
But is a serpentine, now that I'm saying this word and hearing
we're
it so many
it
times,
too much.
Is this a real thing? Because, like, you have a serpent.
It's a great question, to be honest.
Like, that is a great question.
Is this an actual animal? Have we been duped to believe that this is an animal for years?
No, yeah, it just means like a serpent.
So it's not a noun.
No.
It's like if I were to say, feel my red. Like, okay.
Sure. They were just like, just go with it. Keep it. We can't rent the studio much longer.
We have an hour. Like, I already kept in the part where I said, oh my God, in the beginning. We gotta keep going. I'm sorry.
I wonder when he plays it live now, if he changed it to Serpent Quietly.
Yeah, yeah. I doubt it.
If enough people were like, yo, dude, you misused an adjective as a
serpent. The long solo, but listen closely for his voices.
This is the part that I was like, what is happening?
A woman is close to orgasming.
She's feeling his serpentine.
Yeah.
Yes, or
how do you do this in karaoke?
It sounds like someone's trying to do that When Harry Met Sally scene, but like super half-assing
it. Yeah.
Like, not committing to the scene.
That's also not what men sound like when they have sex, in my experience. Like,
unless you're Slash. Unless you're Axel.
We do always say, feel my serpentine, though. That's part of it.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Every LARP lord I've been with. Is sure.
You do have a type, and the type is...
Trench coats only.
Yeah. Type is wizard.
You know, it actually sounds more like someone having a baby.
It does kind of sound, yeah.
It does. I like that they were probably like, stop it. Stop doing that. And he just was fucking with them, was like, I'm going to keep doing this weird noise.
I'm a baby that's about to cry.
Does it maybe feel like he's like, the solo is so good that it's making him come or something? Like,
that's
what's the
kind of what I think supposed to be?
That's
happening.
What I assume is supposed to be like the imagery happening here, but yeah. It's just silly.
It's very silly.
I think it's a character, right? Like, to me, this kind of feels like, oh, wrestling.
Yeah.
Grace loves wrestling.
You do?
Love it.
Great.
Love it.
To me, it does feel like a character that he's like, I'm Axl Rose.
Yeah. If he's supposed to be representing the city, that it's like basically this girl that's hard to please is getting fucked by the city.
By Los Angeles.
Yeah, which I guess then their album cover makes more sense.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, it still doesn't make sense.
But it's still
as hell.
Yeah. It's still really bad.
It also, the next line is maybe my favorite line in this entire song, so I cut it down to just that part.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the line that coming over here when I was listening to it, I was like, what? What's this line? I've never heard this line before. It gets worse here every day.
That's how I want to welcome someone to my house.
Yeah.
Welcome to my house, it gets worse here every day.
It's like if I came over to like a party or something, like, hey, welcome. It's about to get very, very cold. It's like, you can leave if you want, but
we've run out of drinks, there's no snacks, and only people I hate came.
Yeah,
come
exactly.
On in.
But also, if this were aligning with your pubes theory,
yep.
It's hilarious.
Oh,
that
it's
the
true.
Pubes are like, it gets worse here every day.
That's absolutely true.
We are growing and untamable.
Pube-wise, like, you're at like, your best pubes levels when you're maybe 18, 19.
Huh?
And then from there, it goes crazy.
Okay.
It's worse every day.
They start growing down your legs. That didn't used to happen. They start getting long. They turn gray. Maybe sometimes they go from curly to straight. That could happen.
Honestly, the way you're describing your pubes, it sounds like they're more like a jungle than anything else in this song.
It's more like a wizard's beard, but yeah.
Ah, okay. I should have clipped that into so much smaller.
Wait, what are the lines in the beginning
of that? So the very beginning is learn to live like an animal, but it sounds like learn to live like an animal.
Yeah.
I did not know what he was saying up until like last year.
It sounds like a lawnmower like took over his voice when he said the word animal.
Learn to live like a jungle where it plays.
Yeah, like a car just turned on, but it's super old.
Yeah. Learn to live like an animal.
And then what was the rest of the line?
In the jungle where we play, and you got a hunger for what you see, take it eventually. You can have anything you want, but you better not take it from me.
What?
Wait, so is now he himself and not the city anymore?
No, I think
he just switched person.
I think he's still Los Angeles.
He's still the city. So he's saying, take whatever you want,
but don't
eventually,
take it from me.
And don't take it from me.
Where else would you take it from?
And you just like kind of fucked the girl.
Yeah.
And now you're being like, you can have whatever you want in the house, but you can't have anything in the house.
My roommate's room is across the hall. You can get anything he has.
Yeah. His name is San Diego. Yeah, I don't know. At this point, I don't know if this makes sense anymore.
No.
Oh, anymore?
I mean, at least at first I was like, all right, let's see this through. And now I'm like, wait, you're just saying gibberish now.
Yeah, this just sounds like nonsensical lines back to back. They're like, we got to get to the end of the song somehow. Right. We've made our point too up top.
Yeah.
Now we don't know what else
to
say.
We said everything we had to say in the first verse.
Yeah.
And now we're just saying fun sounds and then words that rhyme, like eventually and me.
Yeah.
And we did commit to making these songs 6 minutes long, so here we go.
With 10 solos.
So many solos.
He did it again.
He brings back the bleed and makes the very
like,
long.
You know when people like the blow a kiss noise, but like the rock version of blow a kiss. But
it's throwing up.
Yeah.
I love that it starts off with, I want to watch you bleed. And it's like, I'm going to watch you bleed.
Yeah, it's like he forgot what the lyrics were in the beginning.
Yeah.
And so he's just going with it. I know it ends in bleed.
And then, like, the next three clips are just, there's so much instrumentation happening in the song that we can't, like, there's a lot of parts where someone just randomly does a weird guitar slide in the middle of, like, a lyric.
I heard that in one of the things you played before, that all of a sudden it's just like,
Yeah. It's great.
They were like, we don't really have, like, a song written, so maybe we just layer 20 guitar tracks, it'll feel done.
Yeah, it just, like, completely changes.
It's also, it's like a very major song now. Like, it's so happy sounding.
It's almost as if you looped him yelling at the end.
It's like he just really wanted to be as much on the song as the guitars.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to sing the whole time.
But it also, this part to me starts to sound like musical theater.
Oh, totally.
That yeah, down. Yeah.
I want to hear like a four-part harmony behind him on that.
Right.
You know? Down. It actually is almost a little Queen-like.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Bohemian
totally.
Rhapsody. Like,
totally.
But very half-assed.
Oh, now I want to hear what Queen would have made this song be. Like, that would have been so much better.
Oh, my God.
And it's already great. Again, unimpeachable.
Unimpeachable. That bridge, if that's what even we can call it, is doesn't work for me. It just doesn't match with any of the rest of the song.
Because what he said in the beginning, he said, when you're high, you never ever want to be down.
Yeah.
So in my mind, yeah, that they're trying to be like imagery that they're high. Like, everything's happy now. The song sounds lighter. And then it starts to like go back down as they're like, you're coming down from your high.
It's absolutely like a musical number.
Yeah. It feels like they're literally like, I just see like angels and devils on a stage, like dancing with like a girl being like thrown back and forth. Like, what am I going to do?
I'm just imagining it as Labyrinth now and all the puppets going down. I genuinely think it's fantastic. And I love that this song changes like every 4 seconds.
No, that's what it feels. It starts to feel like a little musical number of like very like Wizard of Oz too. Like, welcome to this like city. This is what's gonna happen.
But welcome to the Emerald City.
I want to see like a Moulin Rouge about L.A. where they just have to like, this is the song of someone coming to L.A.
And each
section is a different song. What's the word looking for? Strewn.
Stretched?
Strewn. Strewn throughout the whole movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
So it's just like Appetite for Destruction as a musical.
Yeah.
Well, I'd even go one smaller. Welcome to the Jungle, the musical.
Ooh, Axel, call us.
Cut it up into pieces.
Ooh, I like that.
There you go.
First act, Welcome to the Jungle.
So it's like Across the Universe, but for one song.
Second act, Shanice.
Shanice sounds like a great drag queen name.
That's
Shanice.
What I'm saying.
That's the name of the girl in the song.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Shanice. And then I'd be like, bless you.
It's great.
What was her name? Shanice.
You should have scale. That was great.
Thank you.
Yeah. Also, is anyone else really wanting to hear this mashed up with the chorus of Brown Eyed Girl? Shanananananalalalalalala.
This is pretty much just a long solo.
Still going.
It goes on so much longer than you'd think it would, considering how much everything else changes.
Right. It also sounds like a different song.
Yeah. Like, why did you have to put the jam on the record album?
Yeah, exactly.
You didn't have to do that.
Nope.
Who was that for? Was that for Slash?
Yeah.
No one else.
They're like, hey, man, we're sorry about that whole vote thing. Like, do you want, like, a full minute?
Yeah, we'll give you a minute in the middle somewhere.
It's, like, not even something you can, like, bop your head to.
No.
It's just moving.
It's for Guitar Hero.
Only.
They really did. They predicted it.
Yeah.
I feel like my nose is about to start bleeding. It's fine. If it just starts bleeding, don't
worry.
That's
the rock.
Great.
The solo did it to me.
He's literally the one to watch you bleed.
I
and
watch
it manifested.
He told you.
Yeah.
And this song just causes spontaneous nosebleeds.
That's what we find out when we listen to it in parts. It's like Bloody Mary. If you say it 3 times, all of a sudden.
Just let me know if your blood starts dripping out. I'll take a quick break.
You're gonna die.
This is another
this is
great
where
part.
It goes to?
Yeah.
Wait, can you start this top again?
Oh, yeah. This is another part that feels like a musical, like a bunch of puppets jumping in.
This feels like the dance break part that they would do in
like
the musical.
Like they're killing time for a costume change.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Exactly.
What? The cowbell got a solo.
Yeah, it did.
Fucking maracas in here.
What are these lasers in the background now?
Listen to that—the ominous na 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 na, like it's a chase.
I love it.
Literally, like you can see the musical in your head.
It feels like I'm being chased by a wizard. Like I'm just falling down a portal or something. It's great.
He's gonna make you bleed.
Yeah, and then it goes into maybe the most famous part of this song.
How can you scream that like transcend sending us to heaven.
His voice is incredible.
It's amazing. It also sounds like he says ow, like he just put his hand on like a hot oven or something.
I clipped these out so we can see if he says that.
Oh, it's so good.
It does feel like they just took us to hell.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, and he's like, you're going to die. Like, that's the devil now.
Yeah. Like, you had your big, like, fall down moment. Like, the city's dragged you down, and now here you are.
And in the stage version, he just came off and came back on as the devil.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the costume changes, just makeup. Horns and red face paint.
Yeah. You know where you
are? Do you?
I mean,
hell?
Anyone want to take any guesses?
I absolutely no idea.
Well.
Jungle feels way scarier than I thought it would.
Yeah, but it's been like an appropriate amount of time for us to remind us again that we're in the jungle. It's been a second.
It's like the heart of darkness jungle. You know?
Right.
Oh boy.
It does sound like ow at the end.
Yeah, but also it went from he's going to watch us bleed to now we're officially
going
to
die.
Oh, yeah.
Like he just, that escalated very quickly. You know where you are? You're in the jungle. You're going to die.
And that's how they open all their shows, right? That's what you said?
They start with
the
bridge.
Do you know where you motherfucking are? You're in Key Arena, baby. You're going to die.
Imagine being told you're going to die and then just being like, all right, got to sit through 2 hours. Okay.
Also, hey, buddy, that's not news to anyone.
Yeah, I was like, maybe this song's more self-aware than we think.
It's existential.
Yeah, that it's like, you're going to die. So, you know.
Someday.
Just a reminder.
So might as well do smack.
Yeah.
Is that the takeaway?
Yeah, just,
great,
you know.
Great takeaway, yeah.
Might as well get a disease.
Yep.
You're going to die from something. Old age,
it is such a sharp turn from helpful, like, do you know where you are?
Yeah.
You're in the jungle, baby. You're going to die.
Yeah, it's like the meanest mall information person.
Yeah, I know. It's so condescending. Baby doesn't feel loving anymore. The word baby feels very, very...
There's an Auntie Anne's. It's two stores down. You go to the left. Don't forget, you are going to die. Have fun.
I know that, Jeff, if that is your real name.
It isn't. It's Axel.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
That should be a show. He just goes around pretending to be employees of places and then tells people they're going to die and sees how they react.
Oh my God, it's like Undercover Boss, but Undercover Axel.
Exactly. And the only premise is that he tells them they're going to die just to see what happens.
And then leaves in a cloud of smoke.
Truly, like, what would you do if you were renting a car like Enterprise and they're like, Andy, here's your Ford Fiesta, you're going to die?
I would call the police.
I'd be like, okay, so I don't want to rent this car anymore. It seems maybe it's dangerous.
Cursed? Did you curse this car?
Yeah.
Axel was driving it. He put a curse on it because we didn't give him a discount. Yeah.
The last person that drove it was a witch, and she did die in the car.
Oh. Her red slippers are still sticking out from under the Honda Element.
And I'm not required to tell you that. I just chose to. Yeah.
Just wanted to see your reaction.
No, again.
Wait, we're brought back there.
Double down.
Also, like, he got so high.
Yeah.
Welcome to the jungle.
That's so high, and that's a man's voice.
He's
He's amazing. He also just loves the word knees. Like, I feel like he's just like delighting in saying the word knees because he like says it again. Like, he just loves that word.
Knees.
He was like, listen, guys, I want to write a song about knees because I love them. Can't get enough of patellas, man.
You know what it reminds me of is in The Little Mermaid, it's like when she's like, what do they walk around on? Feet. Knees. Yeah. Knees.
The way he comes down too, it gets so weirdly desperate.
Yeah.
He's like, knees. So sad.
Knees
in the jungle.
Yeah, and there's like a little childlike desperation of just trying to be like, please get on your knees.
Please, I'm asking you so nicely. I welcomed you 7 times.
It's like he's very excited about the knees, and then he suddenly remembers where he has to go for them. He's like, oh, the jungle.
Oh, yeah.
I fucking hate the jungle.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah.
And also, like, again, I'm just seeing this little 13-year-old boy's one-man show in his box. He's just walking around.
Jungle. Welcome to the jungle.
Knees. Like, it's so musical.
And it's like at this point in the musical, he realized that the audience isn't into it. So he's like, why? Get on your knees.
It's still scary. I said you were going to die 1 line ago. note ends.
No, it ends with...
Oh, God.
Oh, one more. So he just pukes at the end of it.
Sure does.
I mean, how can you not after that vocal performance?
Yeah.
I feel like that's like... Whatever the metal rock equivalent is of like, and I am telling you, like she just sang her heart out.
Oh yeah,
it's a marathon
for they real.
Got through it,
but and it felt like a marathon.
They open with this.
Yeah,
I guess this is so
incredible.
Crazy. It's crazy, but it's so funny to imagine that it's like that little boy performing, and at the end, he's like, "This is my last try to be scary," and he just makes himself throw up on stage.
I mean, that would be scary.
It's gonna like, bring you down. Rawr!
Like, have you ever been on the subway when someone pukes? Like, the whole train clears out.
Oh, oh yeah.
In seconds, dude. Like, it is scary. It's... So, I get it. Bring the puking part in.
Yeah.
Bring him in.
It's effective.
That's your last stand.
I had to clip it out.
It's not like he's doing karate.
Yeah.
I don't...
Or it's like a little boy learning to spit for the first time. And, like, get it.
Like that. Yeah, they like use too much lip and it just gets all over their chin.
Oh god.
Yours went so far though. I don't know. I don't know how to feel about this, man.
I feel great about
also,
it.
Also, like, what a negative portrayal of Los Angeles.
Yeah, and this is before they became famous, so like, guys, you guys okay?
What's, yeah, like, you going maybe you should stuff? Just, like, move to a different neighborhood.
Yeah, because,
like,
yeah.
There's 50 cities here. Like, maybe you just didn't like the West Side, you know?
Yeah, try
oh,
New
the
York.
West Side! Welcome to the West Side! We don't go past the 4-4-4-4-4-5!
Like, try fucking downtown for a second. I don't know.
Oh, wait, there are so many parts of L.A. that you're like, oh, the Valley!
Yeah, try welcome. Sherman Oaks, man. Give Pasadena a shot. It's not all gonna make you die.
But also, there's, like... In the grand scheme of how long this song is, very little stuff said about, like, you have a wealth of things to shit on Los Angeles if you really want to go there.
Traffic. Absolutely. The industry.
Or in just, like, a kind of, you know, metaphorical way.
Yeah.
It's just, like, kind of the same four lines over and over and over.
Too
it's
much
hurt
sun.
You. You know.
It's gonna make you bleed.
It's
welcome again.
There's a serpentine, which I got. There's a serpentine.
Yeah, which is the only kind of close jungle reference in the whole thing.
We got one. And also, the start of the song misled me to think that there was going to be a lot more like drug references. Like, they really built us up at the top, like, we got what you need. Talk to anybody. We know the names. And I was like, oh, okay, what else? And then it just kind of went nowhere.
It feels like they made a checklist of what do you hate about L.A.? And, like, as soon as they kind of hit it, they were like, well, that's done. No need to talk about it ever again.
Yeah. And also, five solos is not enough.
I agree.
Not enough.
Agree. Give the cowbell guy a solo.
Oh, we got one. Boop, 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 boop.
I know, but it was so quick.
It was really
I was
quick.
Like, give him more time.
I want a different tuned cowbells. I want to be like, doo 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 doo.
So you just want the Little Mermaid.
Yeah, you know.
Do they do the cowbell on stage when they perform live?
Oh, boy, that's,
they better.
Ask Mamrie.
I know, and now I got to go ask her and be like, I have a burning question.
Did they have a cowbell guy?
Yeah. Who does it? How can I become that?
And also, is that guy just on stage, like, waiting for the cowbells to start, and then just, like, 2 minutes in the song, he's like, doo. And then takes another 2 minute break or what?
Goes for a walk. I have a feeling it's the percussionist, but you know.
Well,
I like
he's also
dream.
Playing drums and then also just gets up to.
Yeah.
Totally. Okay.
Cowbells mounted to the drum kit.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
yeah,
that's the
yeah.
practical way to do it.
No.
Sure.
In our heads, it's just a guy named Craig.
One guy.
Mm-hmm.
This is his only job. Mm-hmm. And he tours worldwide with him.
And he makes enough money to support his family.
Oh, yeah. He's a family of six.
Yeah.
And two corgis.
I love Guns N' Roses and Craig.
Yeah.
It's the new Guns N' Roses that Axl was talking about.
Yeah.
So Craig got to play on Black Hawk Down.
Craig's living it up from the cowbell royalties of Black Hawk Down.
His IMDb page is very specific.
It's a trip. I do feel emotionally I'm a different person than when we started listening to this song.
It is tiring.
Yes. I'm exhausted.
Yeah. I feel exhilarated, guys. I could run a 5K right now.
I also still feel like my nose is going to bleed.
Oh, well, we're going to watch you bleed.
I definitely feel like the first like 30 seconds of the song, I'm like, hell yeah, here we go. And then I'm like, wait, where did we go?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
We're at a rest stop.
Where do we go now?
It's five songs in one.
Are we ready to hear your punch-up?
Well, I will say my punch-up is unpunchable.
Oh my God, I forgot that this was even part of the show.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Demi did warn me it's long. This one is the longest one we've done so far?
Probably. It's 3 minutes.
Yeah.
It's not like the length of the entire song.
I was like, do you guys do the whole song?
Not usually.
No.
Okay.
We usually just do like a verse or a little micro version, but Demi was inspired.
I mean, was.
I could barely tell by how excited you were listening to the original song.
I honestly feel like it doesn't need any introduction, so I'm just gonna play it.
Okay.
I hate you so much.
No, what's happening? He keeps trolling me with that.
And I added the "who" at the
Thank
end.
Thank you so much. Anytime I think he's gonna play something, he plays that instead.
Sure do. I do have introduction for this one though.
It was a whole setup.
Well, when Miel told me it sounds like it's about pubes, I was like, okay, well, my punch-up's definitely going to be about pubes then.
Oh, my God.
And then in listening to it, I had the same thought of, like, it sounds like a musical number.
Really?
So I wrote a musical number about pubes and puberty.
Oh, my God.
I'm so excited.
Here it is.
Hey, Dad. What's puberty?
Okay, well, let me try my best to explain it to you. See, puberty is a process, and it makes everybody feel strange, because that's when you start getting more mature and your body goes through a change. It's how a girl grows into a woman. It's how a young boy becomes a man. Don't you worry, honey. It'll happen for you soon, and then you'll understand.
It'll happen for me soon? How soon am I supposed to go through puberty?
Right about now!
Hoo-ah. Whoa, who are you?
My name's P.T. Barton. P stands for Puba. And I'm the ringleader for the greatest show on earth. Welcome to the jungle. We're the hormone gang. Carry sexy messages between your ovaries and your brain. And I'm the only one that knows exactly what you need.
I need to get out of here.
Sure you do, but you won't till you're 15. In the jungle. Look into the jungle. It's right there between your knees. Just wait, kid. Once a month, that thing will bleed.
Oh, welcome to the jungle. I'm the acne on your face. You can try to get rid of me if you want, but I pop up all over the place.
We're your budding breasts.
You are?
Look, kid, you're still growing in size.
What's that smell?
That's you.
Me? P-U.
And the B-E-R-T-Y. The jungle. Welcome to the jungle here to keep you humble.
Does this happen to boys, too?
Sure does, and it's gross as hell.
What happens to them?
Their serpentine starts to swell.
Oh, I hate it here. And I suddenly feel terrible.
Yep, that's called a mood swing, kid. Get used to those. Sometimes in the jungle you feel so high, then your mood will swing down.
Oh no!
Further down.
Oh no!
It'll pick back up.
Oh, phew!
Until it goes down.
Meow!
Oh, I'm picking up a strong signal from the brain.
Wait, what does that mean?
Somebody's got a crush.
What?
Us. You're in the jungle, baby. When you see someone you like, you're gonna die. Oh, the jungle. Welcome to the jungle. Don't just whine and grumble. We're to help fulfill your needs. Oh, the jungle. Take care of that jungle. Get some antifungal.
Antifungal? What?
It's cream for your jungle. Everywhere's a jungle. Armpit to your grundle. You don't have to take it from me. Hormones harmonize.
Welcome to the jungle. They're a little flat.
So are you. It's gonna bring you down. Wow!
Oh my God. That is so impressive. Like, I don't know how to respond correctly to that.
I'm in so much pain.
That's so good.
Thank
oh
you.
My God.
How long did that take you?
Oh my God.
I've been like working on it on and off for like the past week.
Oh my
it's
God.
It's so good.
I had to the entire time pull myself off mic because I was never not screaming.
Yeah. My face hurts so much right now.
Pube T. Barnum.
Yep. No. Puber T. Barnum.
It's so good.
I don't know why you did that for this podcast. You put a pitch that for Big Mouth or something.
Well, that's just what Big Mouth is already. So I'd be like,
but it was so clever. It was so green cream.
It's so good. How you guys should be selling this on iTunes.
Oh my God.
Okay,
that
well
one
then we're
can.
Gonna cut that out of the podcast.
Holy shit, Demi. Holy shit, man.
Yeah, that was
I don't know
so...
what was my favorite part. I loved that it was a girl. I didn't expect that. I was like, whoa, gender reversal.
It
well,
was
more
fantastic.
Things happen to girls that I can write about.
True. Oh, my head hurts from expelling so much air laughing.
Yeah, that was so good. There's so much to unpack from that.
Also, your old, like, your dad voice just sounds like Barack Obama.
Yeah, I was like, so Obama's telling Malia. Yeah,
I did so many takes of it. At one point, it was just my normal voice, and I was like, this sounds weird. And then I did Obama, and then I did, like, Cliff Huxtable, and I was like, well, I don't want to be like, no, puberty is a... So I was like, I'm gonna find the middle ground.
Oh my god, I don't...
It's so good.
I think I'm kind of speechless.
Puberty is a...
It's
good.
Oh my god.
Really, and also how you incorporated the elements of the actual song into the narrative
is such an educational tool. Yes. Like, for health classes across the globe. Like,
oh my god, we should totally
take this on the road to high schools.
Yeah.
Oh my god, genuinely? That would be so fun.
If you took this to a middle school and you were like, we're going to talk to you about something.
I'll be a little girl.
They'd just be like,
you
wait,
be the devil
what's
guy.
What's a grundle?
That's and true.
Grundle is a space between. You just do a song for each one.
Oh, god.
It's such a great idea for a musical. Puberty the Musical.
So come to our show at UCB next month.
Puberty the Musical.
By the time this comes out, we will already be making it.
Yes. It's so fun.
Whoo, boy.
It was fun to make.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a lot of work, my man. Yeah. I didn't know you were that proficient with, like, instruments.
That's what I was like. Did you play all the instruments?
No, it was all logic.
Still, but you had to play it on a keyboard.
You had to arrange
that entire thing.
I had to play some of it on a keyboard. Some of it was just rearranging, like, existing MIDI tracks. And then some of it was just, like, I have a drum pad. And that was...
It's so impressive.
It's honestly, for, like, a non, like, trained person in music, that was insane, dude.
Yeah,
that was insane.
I know.
Dude.
That's why I was like, are you a secret savant?
No.
I didn't know.
Maybe
he
is.
I know.
Like, a few weeks ago, he tried to tell me that two songs that were definitely not in the same key were in the same key. And it was like a very ear-jarring moment. And now here you are writing full-on musicals.
I was so embarrassed in that moment. I'm like, I'm going to learn every fucking instrument I know. How dare you?
That was incredible.
It's so, so good.
I'll never stop being impressed.
Oh, please, more compliments.
Honestly, I'm just going to force myself to move to Unpunchable Jams. Because I could just talk about how great that was for an hour.
Let's get to Unpunchable Jams.
Hell yeah!
Yeah.
Who
and
wants to start?
We actually have a theme song this
what?
Time.
What? You made one?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Well, here.
Okay.
You can't punch this.
That's it.
Oh, that's great.
That was suggested by listener Nick Ortega, so thank you for tweeting that out. Because I was like, that's so great.
It's a great idea. Thanks, yeah. Nick.
You start.
Yeah, you start us then.
Okay, mine is Baha Men Who Let the Dogs Out.
Oh my god. Oh my god. We will definitely do that at some point.
Yeah.
But I'm dying to hear why you think it's unpunchable.
I mean, it's just like a philosophical kind of debate that happens throughout the song.
That's true.
It's true.
When the party was nice, the party was jumping.
Hey.
Yeah.
And so until someone let the dogs out, it's about the dogs getting loose at a party.
Damn.
God, that is also very down to earth.
Yeah.
It's a very grounded song subject.
And it's so happy, upbeat, even though they're having a crisis, they don't know who let the dogs out.
Yeah.
And they lost their dogs, which are great creatures, but they're really kind of okay with it.
Wow. I have so many questions about the song, even just trying to remember the lyrics
now. Great picks, Grace.
Yeah.
Are those just quirky as hell?
Mine is not quirky at all. Dream a Little Dream by Ella Fitzgerald.
Oh, I love that song.
It's such a great song.
I love that song.
The reason it's been on my mind lately is because it's in I, Tonya heavily.
Wow. And also, I've been dreaming a lot.
I've also been dreaming a lot of dreams of me.
And I, Tonya's fantastic.
My favorite movie of last year.
Same. It was so...
It's so good.
I like literally had to go to a bar with my boyfriend afterwards and like we had to calm ourselves down because we were so excited about how good it was.
It's the movie where I have to be like, all right, don't just like stop talking about it. I don't want everyone to be like, I'm that guy. But it's used very well in the movie, like in two different parts. And like every time I hear the song, I just start getting very sad now.
Oh, no.
And it's just been, no, but in like a good way of like, Tonya did.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, it's a great song.
My Unpunchable Jam is popular, but I don't know if many people know it, even though you definitely have heard it.
It's called Chicken Dance.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's called Only You. And it's either by Yazoo or Yaz. Both show up when you look up who sang the song.
What?
It's a side project of the dude from Depeche Mode with a girl. It's just those two.
Hmm.
And they have this one song that's so beautiful. And it's placed all over the place with cover versions. The original version's like very 80s, which is why I chose it. Because we did an 80s song.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's really stripped down production-wise. And I just think it's a stunning song. I don't know.
I have to listen to it. I don't think I've ever heard it.
Are all of our songs that we picked today in movies, probably?
Isn't every song in a movie?
Good
point.
Although Baha Men, Rugrats, for sure.
Yeah.
That's gotta be in there.
That's a
trailer music soundtrack.
And Welcome to the Jungle is in Welcome to the Jungle.
Is that the only movie that it's in?
No, it's gotta be in other movies.
Well, it's in so many movies.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. That's the podcast.
We did it.
We did it.
Grace, where can people find you online? What do you got going on? What should we be excited about?
I have a podcast called Not Too Deep that you guys have to come be on now that the tables have turned.
I'm also super shallow, so it's perfect.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's really dumb. It's just kind of nonsensical. So that's on SoundCloud and iTunes, and then everywhere else on the internet, it's just Grace Helbig on YouTube, on Twitter, Instagram, all that fun stuff.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Grace and I just made a video for her channel.
Yeah, go check it out.
Fun.
It's fun.
Yeah, we give actually like decent advice, I
considering
feel like.
Neither of us are ever serious. It was like kind of good.
When I was editing it, I was like, this is like helpful for a young woman.
I hope so.
And you were like, I gotta edit this into something that's not
yeah,
so
yeah, I gotta fuck with this a little bit.
Yeah, but all your videos are very fun, I think.
Oh,
so definitely check them out. Demi, where can people find you?
I'm at Electro Lemon everywhere.
That's true. For no reason.
Sorry, I'm at Electro Lemon, but that everywhere.
Yeah,
not
so at Electro Lemon, but that everywhere.
Yes. Okay, and, yeah, that whole thing.
I'm Yeller, I'm Yell Monster, and we're
Punch Up the Jam.
And punchupthejam.com and punchupthejam, I don't know.
At gmail.com. It's punchupthejam. It's everything is Punch Up the Jam.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, you assholes.
Yeah, and we got a special theme for this episode.
We do?
Sure do. No.
What did you do to our song?
Nothing. Punch the jam. Wait. Good night, everybody.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.